the news in touch with your world, I'm Orchid Seer. Good afternoon. More arrests after Mang Ahung City Hall torching and two unknown bodies discovered in Eastern Free State. The total number of people arrested in connection with various charges relating to the municipal strike in Mang Ahung is now standing on 10. This comes after municipal workers started protesting again this morning, with the burnt city hall as their backdrop. The hall was torched last night, with Mang Ahung Fire and Rescue working till late in order to douse the flames. Free State Police spokesperson Motansi Machele told OFM News those who were arrested will appear on charges of public violence and the contempt of a court order.
Our deployments have been intensified around the city itself in the places like Botshabelo and Thabantsho to make sure that we keep everything in order. We have up to this far arrested about 10 people after they have dispersed about 150 people from the city hall itself, because you realize that you want to do everything in our power to keep the situation calm in the city, because there are motorists busy with their day-to-day businesses around the city.
Meanwhile, Machele says the investigation into the cause of the blaze has started off early this morning.
Today we are going to have a forensic team going to go around the area just to make sure we come to the point of checking what could have caused the fire or where the fire started itself.
Police in the Free State will on Thursday conduct a post-mortem on the body of an unidentified man that was found floating in a dam at the Kestell Golf Course in Kestell to determine the cause of his death. Police spokesperson Lorraine Earle says the bodies of a man believed to be in his 30s and another one between the ages of 25 to 30-year-old were found in dams on two separate occasions in Rosendal and Kestell respectively. She says in the first incident the body was discovered by a shepherd, and it's alleged the man drowned and had been in the dam situated next to the town sewage plant on the R70 for about 4 to 5 days. Earl says no one has yet to claim the body that was discovered at Rosendal in the Bethlehem State Mortuary.
No identification on them, but we appeal to the community, anybody who knows about somebody that is missing or who knows anything about this incident, to call the nearest police station.
The police are also investigating a case of murder against two teenage boys who were allegedly involved in a mob justice incident in Mang Ahung. Police spokesperson Peter Carelli says upon arrival in Phase 9 late yesterday afternoon, police found that a 16-year-old boy was being attacked by the community. He says two suspects have since been arrested and are soon expected to appear before the court. He says the 16-year-old was certified dead by paramedics on the scene. Carelli believes more arrests might be made later today as investigations continue. Your top story at this hour: the number of people arrested in connection with various charges relating to the municipal strike and torching of the city hall in Mang Ahung has risen to 10 this morning. You can reach us by phoning our hotline on 082-370-1268.